Hi there. The word for you today is on more than conquerors. In 2 Corinthians 2 verse 14, Paul writes, "Which always causeth us to triumph in Christ." Sometimes you have to overcome your family environment. Let's face it, none of us come from an ideal family. We all experience things like rejection, physical, emotional, verbal, and sexual abuse, poverty, rage, drug addiction, alcoholism, divorce, etc. The truth is, years later, some of us still struggle with things like low self-worth, marital failure, loneliness, depression, addiction, anxiety, anger control issues, and even, dysfunctional parenting. But having a bad start doesn't mean you can't have a great finish. Your life today is more than what happened yesterday. It's about what you can do with what happened yesterday. Consider Jephthah's family background. He was the son of a prostitute, kicked out of the house by his brothers, robbed of his rightful family inheritance, disappointed in religious leaders because they wouldn't help him, a refugee, and a rebel living in a cave. His story's in Judges chapter 11, but you know what? Unbowed, he defied defeat, trained a motley militia of rejects, delivered Israel from their enemies, and made it into faith's hall of fame with people like Abraham, Moses, and David. So how did he do it? Well, he started where he was, he took what he had, and he did what he could. By faith, he seized his God-given opportunities. You know what? You are more than the product of your environment. Whatever happened back then, here's the truth. 2 Corinthians 5:17, you are a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. That's as good as it gets, isn't it? So live in the new and renounce the old. Listen to these words from 1 John 4, verse 4. I'm reading from The Message. "You have already won a big victory, for the Spirit in you is far stronger than anything in the world or your environment."